Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from France, we have Sister Mairet Ruud Christensen. Sister Mairet is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, Mary Has Answered Yes for You.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be? Since I have no relations with a man. And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. We are in the middle of Lent, in the middle of our journey through the desert. We are heading for Jerusalem, where our Lord Jesus Christ will be crucified, and where, 3 days later, he will rise victoriously from the dead. Today, on this feast of the Annunciation, we are taking a break from our Lenten wandering. We pause to meditate on where it all began, in a modest house of Nazareth. We celebrate with solemnity this very beginning of our salvation in Jesus Christ. So no fasting today, this is a day of joy. The verse read before the Gospel in today's Mass is taken from St. John. The Word of God became flesh and made his dwelling among us. St. John describes this in a rather abstract way. St. Luke tells us the same using stories and dialogues. The dialogues used by St. Luke are, however, not less theological than the meditation of St. John. St. Luke's recitation of the Annunciation is, in fact, overflowing with allusions to the Old Testament. The Word of God became flesh, says St. John. The Word of God, who was present when God created the world, has become flesh. The Word by whom God created the world has become flesh. That is, God became flesh in Jesus from Nazareth. From this point of our history, everything changes. God unites himself to mankind in a new and unique way by his eternal word. This has an impact on us all, on all human beings, and even further, all God's creation is now united to the Word of God in a quite new and distinct way. According to St. Luke, the angel Gabriel is sent by God to Mary, a young unmarried girl in Nazareth, to announce the good news. Mary will conceive and bear a son, the Son of the Most High. She shall name the child Jesus, a name that means God saves. This name expresses both Jesus' identity and his mission. Mary shall give birth to our Savior. Learning this, of course, Mary is surprised and troubled, and she wonders how this can happen since she doesn't have any relation with a man. Mary understands eventually that it is God who will act and accomplish everything. And this overwhelms her, but her confidence in God is without limit. Thus she says yes with these words: "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." When Mary gives her yes, she says yes on behalf of us all, on behalf of all human beings, on behalf of all creation. God, who accepts our free will, wanted this yes before his eternal word became man in Jesus from Nazareth. When Mary said yes to God, she said yes not only to give birth to a child, but also to unite God with his creation for all times to come. She said yes to God, not only for herself, but on behalf of us all. Mary did, of course, not understand this. She gave God a blank power of attorney. So great was her faith, so large was her confidence in God. Mary's yes is so important to us all. We may fail. We may take distance from God. We may even reject our faith. Still, Mary's yes will always be there. Mary's yes will be there for all eternity. Mary's yes to God, our Creator, on behalf of all creation, will be there forever. So, whatever you do, whatever goes astray in your life, remember this: Mary has answered yes for you to God. And she is always there, ready to come to your assistance if you call out to her. I wrote this preaching more than 2 weeks ago. Since then, my surroundings in Dax has changed completely. The French people is now practicing social distancing, as most of our listeners. We are only allowed to go out when it's necessary, and then we have to bring with us a written and signed attestation. Mass in public is prohibited, and even if the churches are open, people cannot come. That's why the French Church has a special invitation today. In every French church, the bells will be ringing for 10 minutes tonight at 7:30 p.m. Not to invite the Catholics to go to church, but to manifest our fraternal communion and common hope. Tonight, all Catholics are invited to read the Gospel of the Annunciation and to light a candle in the window, a sign of hope and comfort to our neighbors. Remember, nothing is impossible to God.